Je suis arrivée à la fin de la manche.
Jocelyne Bertin is finishing knitting the sleeve of a child-sized lime green sweater.
Je tricote depuis environ 40 ans. C'est une passion.
She says she's passionate about knitting. She's been at it for about 40 years, almost as long as she held her bank job, which she retired from 3 years ago. Today, she's knitting a sweater not for one of her three granddaughters, but for Stéphanie Léon, the founder of Mami Factory, Granny Factory.
Mami Factory employs people who are retired to knit clothes who are sold in our website and in our boutique.
Retirees, grannies, work at home and knit children's clothing using yarn and patterns provided by Léon.
There are a lot of retired people in France and they want to continue to work. There are also parents who want meaningful clothes with authenticity. The concept is really granny knitting.
With her marketing background, Stéphanie Léon is well aware of the business opportunities offered by the growing number of retiring baby boomers. In France, these are people born between around 1946 to the mid-70s.
I didn't want to sell something to retired people, which could have been more natural because a lot of people do it. They all say there are more and more old people, so we will sell something to help them to be independent. I wanted to work with active retired people, people who want to continue to work, not to sell them something to end their life.
She's not the only entrepreneur to find a way to channel retirees' desire to keep working. Senior à votre service, seniors at your service, is an online recruitment site geared towards those 45 years old and up. Founder Valérie Gruot says that half of those signed up are retired, looking for a little extra income.
Either because they have no choice, they are forced to work to cover their expenses, or else it's to make a little extra money for travel, to go out to eat, or give a gift to their grandchildren.
Most offers on her site are service jobs, childcare, tutoring, or maintenance. She encourages companies to recruit seniors too. It's notoriously difficult to find work in France after the age of 50, but on this site, your age becomes an asset.
Companies are looking for experience and availability or flexibility. Retired people no longer have young children, so they are less pressed for time. Recruiters come to this site precisely because they are looking for someone with experience. They don't accidentally come to a site called Seniors at Your Service.
Gruel says she's seen a stark increase in job seekers over the past year. Stéphanie Léon of Mami Factory says she's also had a lot of demand.
I was quite surprised about the number of people who contact me. It's more than 3,000 in 4 months. We have no problem of recruiting grannies.
Jocelyne Bertin, one of Mami Factory's first granny knitters, said she was looking for something to do after retirement.
I didn't want to do anything. I wanted a hobby. I tried volunteering, but it's not so easy in Paris.
She says working for Mami Factory combines her passion for knitting and it brings in a bit of extra money, an extra 80 to 100 euros a month.
C'est un plus.
It's a little something extra. I put it in a savings account and it allows me to treat myself. I enjoy it, but I do this really to keep myself busy with something that serves a purpose.
Léon says some of her grannies sell their own pieces as well as knitting for her.
Some say they can earn 300 or 400 per month with direct customers. Mm-hmm. So probably for some people it's for completing a small pension.
At 62 years old, Jocelyne Bertin is one of Léon's youngest knitters. The oldest is 91.
She knit for me, but her daughter-in-law makes all the invoice. The other one have, in average, 70 years old maximum, because I need internet.
And that's key, the internet. A lot of these senior-focused businesses are online. And contrary to what you might expect, French seniors are fairly well-versed, technically. More than half of computer tablets, for example, are owned by those who are over 50 years old. Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.